Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can y'all hear me good? It sounds like an echo to me, so. Hallelujah. What GPS are we using? Glory to God. That's the title of the message. We're talking about being spirit-led. But let's go to the Lord in prayer first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for who you are. Hallelujah. We thank you. And right now, Father, we lift up tonight's service to you, Father God, that no weapon that is formed against us tonight will prosper, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that every part of this service will perform like you wanted to perform. It will flow as you wanted to flow. Have your way in this place, Holy Spirit. Come and settle and dwell with us. Hallelujah. Have your way. All of you and none of me. Have your way. Right now, we bind every scheme, every attack, and every assignment that the enemy has sent to come against us and our families this evening. We bind it right now. And we lose God's peace. We lose God's power. We lose God's provision. And we just thank you, Father. And we ask these prayers in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. As I indicated, the title of the message is, What GPS Are We Using? And it's basically just being led by the Spirit. The title changed like three times, and the final change was literally right before I walked out the house. So, So I had to write it in blue on my paper because he changed it, but that's all good. So, and I want to start off by saying, you're talking about this. Jesse and I was, I had to mention his name. we was having a conversation on the way over here. I was telling him about a coworker of mine and who's going through a serious life medical situation and what have you. And yesterday he had received some news that my coworker that did not align with the Word of God, okay? And so today, he texts me, and Jess and I, we've been praying, that's twice, but you know, okay. Jess and I have been praying, you know, for him and what have you, for my coworker, who's an awesome guy. And today he texts me, and this aligns with the message because we've been praying for him. And he was led by God, and I'm convinced, and no one can tell me any different, to contact a different place in regards to his medical situation. And they have some things that can help him that no one else has. Where he's currently at, they told him, there's nothing else that we can do. You may have 6 months to live, but God, a ram in the bush, as he was going up that side of the mountain, God's ram was coming up the other side of the mountain that he was facing. So he was led by God, consciously or unconsciously. He was led by God to reach out to this other place that's hundreds of miles away. But God is going to make a way for him because God would not have led him to the water. He would not have led him there if he wasn't going to provide the provision for him to do whatever he needs to do. So I give God the glory for that because I know it's God. I know it's God. So he was led by God. Whether it was consciously or unconsciously, he was led by God. So I just wanted to start off with saying that and just giving God the glory and letting the devil know you still don't win. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Getting into the message, once we as Christians willingly accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, and we truly, truly, truly place our faith in Him, the Holy Spirit becomes active within us. It activates it for us. It's a guiding force for us. It becomes that. It is up to us to adhere to that guiding force, the Holy Spirit. It's up to us to do that. It would always work out well for us if we allow that guiding force to lead us and to guide us. It is up to us. The Holy Spirit is our helper. is our helper, not our herder. I know that's not a word, but I just made it up. The Holy Spirit is our helper, not our herder. Okay? That's a wonder word, but write it down. You know, it will always work out well for us being at the right place, at the right time, at the right moment. It will always work out well for us. He wants to help us. He wants to guide us in the right path and direction. But we have to allow him to do his job. Allow, because we have free will. We have to allow him. And the Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity. It's not a lesser than. And sometimes we play down the Holy Spirit, but it's not a lesser than. It's an equal. There, it's not a lesser than. It's an equal. But we sometimes play that down. And we need to be open and receptive to the guidance that the Holy Spirit is giving us as Christians. We need to be open and receptive to that. The Holy Spirit wants us to do what is right according to the Word of God, not what is right in our own eyes. What is right according to the Word of God, and to help us to avoid sin. But we are hard-headed at times, and we don't listen to that small, still voice, that little nudge, you know, because it's not going to be aggressive. It's not. It's not going to be aggressive. Well, but if we constantly and consistently ignore the Holy Spirit, if we constantly and consistently ignore the Holy Spirit, it will become harder and harder for us to hear it. It's going to get like you just turn it down, your hearing aid, your spiritual hearing aid, you're turning it down. Glory to God. Romans 8, verses 9 through 10. But when the Spirit of Christ empowers your life, you are not dominated by the flesh, but by the Spirit. And if you are not joined to the Spirit of the Anointed One, you are not of him. Now Christ lives his life in you. Even though your body may be dead because of the effects of sin, his life-giving Spirit imparts life to you because you are fully accepted by God. We ain't living until we get Christ in our lives. The world may think they're living, but they ain't living. They're literally the walking dead. They're not living. We are living because Christ is living through us. So we need to allow the Holy Spirit to direct us. All of us at some point in our life, a time or two or three or four or five, have been led by the flesh. And eventually it does not end well with us. It may appear well in the beginning. In the first beginning, it may appear well, but it doesn't end well with us. Whether it was a bad decision on whatever, it doesn't end well with us. It may look good, but we are led by our emotions and our will and our love for people or whatever, or for someone, the wrong person. When we allow God to order our steps and we're truly led by the Spirit, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. It may not look like it initially. It may not look like it, but we can't be moved by what we see. The Red Sea did not look good for the children of Israel initially. They had the Red Sea and the army coming behind them. Red Sea, army coming behind them, but God. They ended up walking on dry land with walls of water on each side. And as I was writing this, God gave me this visual. He said, with water on each side, with the creatures of the sea staring at them. Can y'all imagine? Okay, they're walking on dry land, so they got all these beautiful creatures that we've never seen. So the children of Israel saw creatures that we have never seen, sea creatures. Can you imagine the creatures looking around like, why are they in our territory? Okay, you know, I'm just, okay, that's what, okay. So imagine that. Okay, a real life aquarium. God created the first, you know what I'm saying? It was aquarium. Okay, all right. So that's what I saw, but that's another topic. But that's what God, he said, that was the first aquarium. But they walked on dry land. The Red Sea didn't look good initially, but then they walked on dry land. All the water was, that just still just, oh my gosh. They walked on dry land. All the water was just sucked up. And they walked on dry land. Okay, anyway. Being led by the Spirit, you will walk on dry land. Where folks may think it's going to be muddy, we are going to walk on dry land when we're led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Psalms 143:10. I just want to obey all you ask of me. So teach me, Lord, for you are my God. Your gracious Spirit is all I need. So lead me on good paths. What an awesome thing to say every single day. It's something we could speak daily throughout the day. When we're feeling a little anxious or overwhelmed, just stop, take a breather. Lead me, Lord. I want to obey all you ask of me. Just imagine if we truly do this and how much peace that we'll walk in, no matter what chaos may be going on around us. If we know we're being led by the Spirit through the chaos, just the peace, just like Daniel in the lion's den, the peace he had, he went to sleep on the lions, y'all. They didn't do anything to him, glory to God, but we get so stressed when we go our own way being led by the flesh. I'm just keeping my head down. Romans 8:14. Now this scripture, whew, okay. The mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. That's the Passion Translation. The Amplified says, for all who are allowing themselves to be led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. I like that Passion Translation. The mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. Okay, are we still infants? Are we mature? This is an awakening for me when I read that. I've never seen it that way, that scripture before. I read it the Amplified way, but not the Passion Translation version. That was wow. We must allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit. We have free will now. We do. We have free will, but we must die to our flesh on a daily basis and become a mature child of God, obeying Him and being led by the Spirit, and stop being a baby. Yeah. Galatians 5:16 through 18. Verse 16. Let me emphasize this. As you yield to the dynamic life and power of the Holy Spirit, you will abandon the cravings of your self-life. Verse 17. When your self-life craves the things that offend the Holy Spirit, you hinder Him from living free within you. And the Holy Spirit's intense cravings hinder your self-life from dominating you. So then the two incompatible and conflicting forces within you are your self-life of the flesh and the new creation life of the Spirit. Wow. Verse 18. But when you yield to the life of the Spirit, you will no longer be living under the law, but soaring above it. Wow. Two things conflicting on the inside of you. Self-life means life for oneself, living solely or chiefly for one's own pleasure or good. Guilty as charged. Praise God for Jesus and the Holy Spirit. As a Christian, we are not living for ourselves or our pleasure, but for God. And if we're living for Him, He'll give us the desires of our heart. Being led by the Spirit will ensure we are maturing as a child of God and not living for ourselves. Being led by the Spirit will keep us safe. Being led by the Spirit put us in a place to help others who are in need. Because if you're allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you, you're going to be at the right place, at the right time, in the right moment. Because you don't know, someone may be in need that needs something that you have. It could just be a jumper cable, in all honesty. But you're there when they need you, at the right time. If you're being led by the Spirit, totally led by the Spirit. Glory to God. Matthew 4 and 1. Actually, I did Matthew 4 through, because I wanted all of this, 4 through 11. So this is going to be a good one, but it's needed. Afterward, the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to experience the ordeal of testing by the accuser. After fasting for 40 days, Jesus was extremely hungry. He was hangry. Okay? Then the tempter came to him and said, in his moment of weakness, he's hungry. That is a moment of weakness, okay? When you're hungry. And that accuser said, the tempter said, how can you possibly be the Son of God and go hungry? Just command these stones to turn into loaves of bread. You know he was smooth with it. You know he was. You know, he came up smooth with it, okay? Jesus answered, the scripture says, bread alone will not satisfy, but true life is found in every word that constantly goes forth from God's mouth. Glory to God. I don't know if that would have been my response. Then the accuser transported Jesus to the holy city of Jerusalem and perched him at the highest point of the temple and said to him, if you're really God's son, jump, and the angels will catch you. For it is written, okay, so I'm gonna stop right there. The enemy knows the scripture better than we do at times. He can quote scriptures. We need to remember he was up there. He was the angel of music. He was music. He was music. When he walked, it was cymbals and all these. He was music. So we need to understand who he is as well, okay? Not giving him any glory at all because he deserves nothing. But we need to understand who he is, okay? He knows the word, and he can twist the word just enough. He'll use one scripture like he's doing here, you know, for his good, for his purpose, not knowing there's another scripture to bag that up. Okay, because he's stupid. Okay. For it is written in the scriptures, this is the accuser talking, he will command his angels to protect you, and they will lift you up so you won't even bruise your foot on a rock. The scripture. Once again, Jesus said to him, the scriptures say you must never put the Lord your God to a test. Aren't these folks be having snakes and stuff? And talking about the snake won't kill, that snake will bite you and you may die. Okay. And the third time, the accuser lifted Jesus up onto a very high mountain range and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all the splendor that goes with. I can imagine this, y'all. I can picture this. All of the kingdoms I would give to you, the accuser said, if only you will kneel down before me and worship me. Giving him something that really he don't even have. Yes, he is the little g of this world. He's the little g, not the big g. He's the little g of this world, but only for a certain time. He's limited. His time is limited. He's a little g of this world. But it ain't his to give. God said he owns a cattle on a thousand hills. Anyway, okay. But Jesus said, go away, Satan, for the scriptures say, kneel before the Lord your God and worship only him. At once the accuser left him, and angels suddenly gathered around Jesus to minister to his needs. If Jesus had not been sensitive to the Spirit leading him, he would have missed this opportunity to put the accuser in his place, because he put him in check. He put him in check. It seemed like a trap for Jesus initially, but since he was being led by the Spirit, we know all things worked out for his good. The same with us. It may seem the Holy Spirit is leading us in an odd direction, that we do not understand it totally. It may seem totally opposite of what we've been believing and praying about. But God, we must trust God's process of leading us. The accuser of the brethren will wave pretty things in your path, just like he did with Jesus. He waved pretty things. Turn these rocks into some bread. You can eat. I know you're hungry. I know you're hungry. He put him to the test. Hey, I can give you all of this. He waved pretty things in front of him. What is he waving in front of you? We've been praying for a job, and then he dangles this position in front of you that's maybe 2 times more than what you're making now. But is it God, or is it just good? What is he dangling in front of you that's pretty? You may be looking for a husband, and this tall, dark, fine, and handsome man may walk up, just look good, and your knees just start shaking. But is it God? Or is he just good looking? I'm telling you, we better be careful of these pretty things in our past. But we must stay the course and remember the scriptures, God's word and promises to us. When we reach the end, and as we are following him and his lead, he would send his angels to minister to us, just like he did with Jesus. He was already hungry, been fasting for 40 days, and then the enemy gonna come and do all this. It drained him spiritually. He was already drained physically. This drained him spiritually. And the angels had to come and minister to him spiritually. They had to come minister to him. So if God did that for Jesus, he will do it for us. He will do the same for us. Glory to God. It could be when he sends someone, an angel, to minister. It could be in the form of someone we know and someone we don't know, who provides us an untimed word from God. It could be a child saying the sweetest thing, a child, someone we are listening to, a song to bring us comfort as we are going through the wilderness, as we're in the wilderness. Trust his process totally. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And I also want to point out this one thing too. The last time the accuser tempted Jesus and telling him that, you know, I'll give you if you kneel down before me and worship me. And then Jesus said it, but this one says, but Jesus said, I just do not believe our Jesus said, go away, Satan, in a wimpy voice. I don't believe he said, go away, Satan. Just go away now. Gone. I just don't believe it was like that, y'all. I just believe it was like a roaring thunder. Go away, Satan, with some power. And I honestly, and I could be wrong with this, but I just feel this strongly I don't think the enemy was finished, but he was finished. He had to go away. And at once, the accuser left him. He may not have been finished, but he was finished. He was finished. And I have this vision of it sounding like that, like thunder. You know, he was finished. But Jesus ended it. He was finished. And but that was, that stood out to me. Because Jesus was led, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. He was led to fast. When we fast, not if. When we fast, not if. Okay. He was led to do that. Glory to God. Mark 1:12. And this kind of, it ties into Matthew as well, but this is one version in Mark, how Mark did it. Immediately after this, he was compelled by the Holy Spirit to go into the uninhabited desert region. That compelled is what stood out to me in Mark 1, verse 12. You know, going back to Jesus in the wilderness, and they use the word compelled, and this means forced or driven to a particular course of action, often by an irresistible internal urge. How many internal urges have we ignored? Being led by the Spirit is an inner knowing, a small, still voice. And I do know why. I don't know why I'm going this way today. You know, being consciously and unconsciously led by the Spirit, just that inner knowing, that irresistible internal urge. When you have the urge to go a certain place, when you normally shop here, but you're having this urge to go here, and then God is divinely connecting you with somebody else, or it could be that you need to bless somebody, or it could be that somebody needs to bless you. We don't know unless we're led by the Spirit. And then if we're truly led by the Spirit, then we can see God move. We can see it. We can see his, we can see him moving. But we've got to be led by the Spirit and just adhere to and give in to those internal urges when we know that it's God. When we know that it's God. Glory to God. Acts 10, verses 19 and 20. While Peter was reflecting on the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men are looking for you, but get up. Go downstairs and accompany them without misgivings, for I have sent them myself." If we are being led by the Spirit instead of the flesh, he will reveal things to us, like with Peter, regarding the men who were looking for him, but it was not for evil. If Peter was not being led and sensitive to the Holy Spirit, there's a possibility he would have ran away or hidden and would have missed what God had for him. Because think about, you know how nosy folks can be? Peter, hey, you got three dudes up here looking for you, man. And Peter's like, well, who are they? Man, I don't know. They asking about Peter. They looking for you. You know what I'm saying? He could have gotten scared. And he would have either hidden or he could have ran. But God had to speak to him and say, hey, I sent them. They're good people. I sent them. Okay, don't be afraid. I sent them. So don't... We have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We have to be sensitive. And I'm almost coming to an end. The song Spirit Lead Me by Michael Ketterer, and I know I just messed up his name, Ketterer. I love this song, Spirit Lead Me. It's an amazing song. And right before I left, God had me to print off the lyrics and highlighted a few things here. And I want to read a few verses here, and because this is ties into my message totally, and because sometimes we don't know, sometimes it seems crazy, sometimes it just don't make sense how God is leading us, how the Spirit is leading us. But a few of the verses here, it says, I'm learning to trust you even when I can't see, and even in suffering I have to believe it. If you say it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I'll wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. I don't want to follow my own ways. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Hallelujah. When all hope is gone and your word is all I've got, I have to believe you still bring water from a rock to satisfy my thirst, to love me at my worst. Even when I don't remember, you remind me of my worth. I don't trust my ways. I'm trading in my faults. I lay down everything because you're all I want. I've landed on my knees. This is the cup you have for me, even when it don't make sense. This is the place that we need to get to. Spirit, lead us. Lead us. Be sensitive. The Spirit wants to lead us. We, us, you, me, have got to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We've got to be. We should allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit in every area of our lives, to be aligned with the Word of God. As it states in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." If, this is an if moment. If we allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit, we are walking directly into Jeremiah 29:11.
That's right.
If we allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit, if we adhere to that urge that's there, we're walking directly into Jeremiah 11. So while when we are walking, when you are walking your path, and when I am walking my path, we need to constantly ask ourselves, who or what are we allowing to lead us? Do a self-check constantly to make sure that you're being Spirit-led. Let's become more sensitive to the Spirit and allow it to lead us. And I'm coming to a close. Allow the perfect GPS to guide you. I need to allow the perfect GPS to guide me. The best brand GPS, let's use God's perfect Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, acionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.